This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KMOX. Happy Wednesday. I asked the guys earlier when we were having lunch, I'm like, this is Wednesday, right? Like, I was terrified it was Tuesday.
Please tell me it's Wednesday.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like Wednesday. I was pretty sure it was Wednesday, but it was going to be a screw-in.
What if the time had reversed and it made it Tuesday again?
Oh, that would have been a rough one.
Even like, damn it.
Not going to lie. So I have a story to tell you guys. And I asked the guys whether I should tell the story, and they said 100% yes, because they don't care if I get fired.
But mostly Rachel.
Mostly Rachel.
I will take the blame.
She was the one.
Like, jumped right in there, like, let's go.
But I will give you a caveat. It's a little gross. It's a little bathroom humor-y. So don't call and curse out Maria Kina. Just go away. It's nothing wrong with taking a segment off. You can come back at 1:20. We'll talk about something more pleasant. But it happened, and so I wanted to tell you the story. It made me giggle. So let me paint the picture. Last night I was leaving, and we have a new guy that runs the Urban Station named Talis, and we've become pals. He's super cool. And I stopped by his office last night and just sat down shooting the crap. And he was just so nice, and he's just taken with the show, and I just love the show, and your stories, you're so funny. So I pulled out of the garage feeling good about myself and tuned in to Redbird Rush Hour Sports, as I always do. And as I told you, even though I've had my own show for 25 years, I get really geeked out when other people are talking about me, and I was hoping that they would. And so sure enough, as soon as I pull out of the parking garage, Wheels and Matt Pauly are talking about what we talked about on the DGS, and I think I was even smiling to myself. And just as I got to 14th Street, which is one block into my drive, I pooped my pants. Just trusted a toot.
Whoops.
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah.
And
we've all done it.
It was just like, was just like, if anything makes me believe there's a God, it's that kind of thing.
It's the humbling.
It's the humbling.
It's like, I'm feeling good. Oh, no.
Now, was there any doubt in your mind before you let go, or you thought, I'm perfectly safe here. We're all systems are go.
I didn't feel like it was a risk.
Okay.
I didn't feel
like this was a shock to you when this happened.
Yes, it was.
This seemed like a safe space.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been there.
Like I've shared with you guys,
yeah.
I just don't toot. There's something wrong with my makeup. I just don't.
Maybe you save them all for the middle of the night.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'm just unlivable. But yeah, I was just like, oh, now I get to do this. Hunky-dory. So I already have really bad driving anxiety from getting rear-ended last week, and I'm driving the same way home, and I'm passing the exit where that lady hit me, and I'm just clocking everybody, and now I'm doing it like that, not knowing what the damage is. I don't know what I'm about to find.
Yeah.
You didn't have, like, any napkins that you could, like, stuff down the...
What?
I don't know how that would help.
You're not doing that while you're driving?
Well,
you're not, maybe.
Did you say that you could stuff down there?
Yeah.
What's that going to do?
Soak it up a little.
Come on.
He didn't say it was that kind of.
I was so classy with the way I told the story.
I feel like this is classy.
I was so careful.
This isn't more or less classy.
You're right, Dave. That was a very classy
story. I mean, like,
story.
For a second there, if you said, like, did you have, like, a towel or a t-shirt to sit on for, you know, like, you know, just in case.
That's going to ruin your towels and t-shirts.
That's fine. It's better than ruining your car, especially.
It's not better than ruining It's not better than ruining your napkins, Kevin.
No, but you risk a lot by going in there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to have, I mean, by that point, you've gotten some idea what's going on.
I mean, like, I don't know, man. That's
Eric says, I hope you have insurance on that rental.
They're going to be like, what happened in here?
It was like that when I got it.
Like eight air fresheners just to be safe.
It was like that when I got it. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it was nothing like that. It was like when I got home, I was underwhelmed.
Like, okay, so you were like, oh, it's not that bad.
We're okay.
That's good.
So a napkin would have some.
No, it just make more of a problem. Because you're sitting.
I got to be honest. I could have been driving a truck full of napkins, and I would have never had that thought.
Yeah, that's a for home. Or, like, if it's that bad, stop at a gas station or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what a regular dude would have done. I probably passed eight gas stations on the way home.
I do understand, like, if you had something there, even, like, an old fast food bag or something like just under you to protect the car. I get that.
I knew it wasn't that.
Yeah, okay, good.
I knew it wasn't that.
You knew it wasn't unfortunate.
Yeah.
So, I'm just curious. When this happens in the car, what's your strategy when you arrive home and it's time to exit the car?
You got a penguin walk.
Glide it up, yeah. Just
you're like,
walking like a cowboy that just got off the range.
Yeah, there's no easy way to do that.
Nope.
You're just like, well, it's going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah. God has spoken.
Well, you're a special circumstance in all of this.
How's that?
Well, you only have one layer.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You don't have an enclosure.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. It's just me and my jeans.
It's like, well, Dave's like pegging his jeans at the bottom before he gets out of the car.
I know these two. They're just celebrating.
I mean, I laugh because, I mean, look, I've been there.
I've been there. I've used the napkins. People have done it.
Everyone's done it.
At some point, whether they admit it or not. Maybe it's not, they're not, you know, bad luck. I mean, I've had the car issue before.
You remember my story when I had norovirus in February.
Is this going to get us in more
trouble?
Yeah,
let's not, yeah.
Well, you remember what I told you when I was driving and I could see my house.
I don't, and I'm not sure I want you to say it.
I shouldn't go. No, I should not. This is not.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
This is not one of the classy ones.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's more of a podcast story.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes, yes. So.
But I was ever so ill.
Yeah, well, that sucks, Dave.
So, yeah, and it, to me, I wouldn't even have told the story. It wouldn't have been funny, except for the giant fall I took.
Right, right. Yeah, if it's like a normal thing and you're just like, eh, whatever. But like when it's like, I'm feeling great. This is awesome. Look at that. I got people love me. And then, oh no.
Man, it's good to be Dave.
Dang it.
Could possibly go wrong on this drive home.
Oh no. Do not like.
And I must have looked insane to everyone driving down 40 with me, because I'm already freaked out looking at everyone, waiting for them to take a wrong turn. Now I'm going home to an unknown project.
Dave looks like a small prey animal out of the prairie. Like, what? Like, looking left, looking right.
Really,
like, uh-oh.
Really did.
Really leaning?
I was genteel.
Yeah, you kind of shift a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, got that going for me.
That's nice.
Got that going for you.
Yep. Speaking of cars, Andrew has a new one, and you and your better half are having a little trouble.
We're just going back and forth on who gets to drive it when, and there's some tension, right? There's some tension because I thought it was assumed that I would be... Yeah, I would be the one driving it. She thought it was assumed that she would be the one driving it. And neither one of us were like, I don't even have to say it. I mean, she knows. You know, he knows. I don't even have to say it. And so when we finally did say it, there was a little bit of a conflict.
It's joint property. You guys are married.
It is.
You bought a car. It's half hers. But you got it from your dad.
Mm-hmm.
What made her think it was her car?
She thought it was her car because she's the primary on the loan, because she has a better credit score than I do.
I'd say it's her car.
No! Absolutely not. We share. Here's the thing. Whenever the roles are reversed, it's like, well, this is our money. We share money. We're married. We've been together 15 years. And whenever it's something like this, she's like, that's my loan. That's my money. And it's like, got to work both ways.
Can't you guys work out a custody agreement?
We have worked out a custody agreement.
All right.
And the custody, because the thing is, unfortunately, we both love each other, so we don't like being mad at each other or seeing the other one upset.
He'd rather have the car.
He'd rather eventually be angry and have the car.
Man, I wish I disliked my wife more.
I wish I hated her so I could drive the car.
So unfortunately, as soon as we start having some kind of conflict, then we both just go like, you should just take it. And then I'm like, no, you should take it. You're the one who needs it. And she's like, no, you're the one who needs it. And I'm like, well, yeah.
Well, then right then you should have sealed the deal.
Yeah, well, because I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I am.
I have the upper hand now. Let's go.
And so I think we're going to settle on like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday type
you
deal.
You really do have a custody arrangement.
It's a full-on custody agreement. Because the thing is, that car is so great, and the other car we have is so not great. That it's such a wonderful experience to drive one and such a miserable experience to drive the other one.
I get it.
It feels like a full-on sacrifice to be the one that's driving the less good one. And that one's fine. It's like a fine. That was our good car until a week ago.
Yeah.
It's all perspective.
I know. I feel bad for the car because now we're like, I don't want to drive the stink mobile.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is it's like, I went from being the favorite child to now it's like, I don't want to be stuck driving that thing.
Scott Burbank says, having a bad day. You guys make me laugh. Thank you. Sorry about that, Scott. Hope your day gets better.
Yes.
Yeah, Scott.
Thamber says, seriously, Dave is giving heat to Andrew when he pooped in a cup too good for napkins. Point of parliamentary procedure.
Yeah, there was no cup involved.
I didn't poop in the cup.
Yeah, you didn't
I was preparing
cup.
To.
Yeah.
And then it went away.
Yeah.
Then it went away.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way that goes.
Napkins work, man. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, come
I think
on.
They do.
Napkins work.
I think that's a big risk when you're driving down the highway.
Exactly. And then
hit a
if
bump, you're in an unfortunate situation. No way.
Yes.
No way.
You could be injured.
Not going in that room.
You're risking making a mess.
Yeah, you're risking
by going into the danger zone in the first.
Escaping contained.
So the assumption here, when I say napkins, the assumption is the mess has happened. We're not preventing anything. Now we're healing.
Right, but like, where does it go when you're done? Are you leaving it in there?
No.
Well, then there's a risk because you're breaking containment.
It's going out the window, man.
Dude, that's it.
I'm in a crisis at this point, brother.
Pull
man.
Your car over.
I'm
then.
In a crisis at this
going
point.
This guy, out the window.
This guy with the excuses. Okay. I'm just reading in the car, driving down the left lane with crap in my pants, and I'm going to throw out a. I mean, what are we doing?
Okay.
What are we doing?
So now we're worried about littering. Now littering is our number one
You're
concern.
You're literally throwing crap out the window.
That's a little more
we're
than
We're talking
littering.
About how we are in a...
That's not littering.
That's human waste you're
disgusting.
Throwing out.
We are in the highest level of crisis that a human being can be
Pull
in.
Your car over.
Have you done
and
this
And we're
before?
Concerned about the Native American tears flowing as I throw
you,
the
I don't want
napkins
it in my car.
Covered
have you,
in...
Have you broken this seal? Have you done this before?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not making up a scenario.
I thought we were talking about fantasy.
You deserve the bad car.
Yeah, I think that you deserve... yes.
Everybody, is it lonely up there? How's the view from your high horde, the pedestals that
just
you all place yourselves upon?
We're not putting ourselves... We're just saying we think it's a bad decision to go in... To the containment, as Wheels said, like, you're trying to drive as all this is happening.
Yes.
Now you're going down there.
Yeah. And I don't think we're on Mount Olympus. We're at sea level.
Yeah, right.
I think most people are listening and agreeing that you should not throw human waste out of
just
your window
over.
As you fly down the highway.
If you got to do all that, you just got to stop. That's what that is.
I don't think that makes me like an elitist for not wanting to do that.
I kind of think it does.
Rage you and your Ivy League principles.
Yes.
May I have some Grey Poupon?
Yes, seriously. I am with my blue collar brothers and sisters where sometimes you got a problem and you got to fix it.
So wiping your butt in your car.
On the move.
And throwing it out the window is blue collar.
Oh, man.
I think so.
You're just one of the working people.
I'm just one of the masses.
Don't play hard to get. It's a free world.
Mitch just got here. He says, why are we wiping our butts in the car?
That's what we're saying. That's
James,
what we're asking Andrew.
James says, I'm dead. Jesus, Andrew.
I laughed at halfway through that
poor Mitch goes, "What's up, DGS gang? How's the day treating you?" Like,
well, you'll find out.
We're in the middle of something, man.
Take a seat, Mitch.
Just sit back and listen, man. You'll learn something today. They won't teach you this in college.
I mean, I learned it there, but...
Yeah, you have to go to Lewis and Clark for
that. I went to community college.
This should be now it's like, now I'm like, do we need to teach this in driver's ed, like, not to do this?
Yeah.
Oh wait, there's no driver's ed in Missouri. Whoops.
I've never been invited back to speak or anything at the college, and I'm like, I wonder why.
Everyone put your hands together.
Oh man.
The pride of Lewis and Clark Community College. Here to tell the story about what he did with those napkins.
I haven't either, if it makes you feel any better. SIU, WashU, Roxana, no one's ever invited me back.
Ironically, Lewis and Clark has.
Yeah, Lewis and Clark. I'm a big deal there.
A couple times.
All right. Got my new WashU mug.
Nice.
Show everybody.
Cool. I like a big mug like that.
I do too.
Ooh, I like the base of it. Is that like, also, what do you call it? Ceramic or is it
rubber.
Like rubber? Yeah.
Well, that won't bop around in the car then, right?
That's cool.
That could have helped me.
Yeah. Spilling coffee might be the least of any of our problems, according to this segment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Rach and I, we have a preschool downstairs from us, and we were coming in yesterday during nap time, and it really, really brought back visceral memories for me. Like, I don't sleep at night. I'm not sleeping on a rug surrounded by other kindergartners, right? And then I knew that milk time was right after, and I hated milk time because they made you drink the milk.
Ugh. Yeah.
I can still put myself back there.
You didn't like milk?
I drink milk every day, but I have to have like a cookie or something first. But just drinking milk, like here's a glass of milk, drink it. No.
I hate milk.
It's very situational for me. I hated napping and I hated milk. And they made me do
at least
both.
Now you like napping.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh.
Napping's bad.
I would love to be a napper.
Oh, napping's great.
I'm just not.
Napping's bad because you feel like you waste the whole day.
Depends on the circumstance.
If you can get a good like 30-minute nap in and you don't feel awful afterwards, then it's amazing.
Yeah, I would love it.
See, I don't think I've ever had a 30-minute nap where I didn't feel awful.
Same.
I'm just weird, though, because when I go down, like I need to be out for a while. Need to... recharge.
They just call that sleeping.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you need to sleep for like 2 hours in the afternoon.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. That'd be a good sweet 16. Things like that we wish we had the trait.
Yeah, things that we wished we could do.
Yeah.
Like a 30-minute nap and feel super refreshed.
Be pretty good.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days. Ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Attorney Brad Young joins us. Brad, I know you don't respect me much, but...
Who told you that?
I just feel it. But I just shared with the KMOX audience that I messed my drawers last night driving home, so.
I'm not really sure how to respond to that.
Now, you're not one of those guys who's going to say it's never happened to you.
I bet Brad says it never happened.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
That means the yes. Fifth. That means yes. He pled the fifth.
Now, everyone in the audience, if they know what Brad looks like or not, are picturing it. We're all picturing it. I've got a whole story in my mind.
Poor Brad's witness is trying to turn this around on me.
Exactly.
Permission to treat Brad as a hostile witness,
please. Oh, sheesh. This is, I was in court this morning. This is rougher than court.
This is like the Inquisition.
Yes. So I wanted to have you on. It's not our typical, like, hey, we have some Supreme Court cases for you to analyze. You're just a smart guy, and there are legal aspects to it. I just wanted to get you on to give us your analysis of this version of the shutdown.
Well, let me, I always like to give spin-free analysis, and then separate that from my actual opinion. But as far as just analyzing it, I mean, first of all, the Republicans put forward this clean sheet continuing resolution in order to say, we are making no demands. We just want to continue to fund the government so we can talk. And that's a positive spin on that. The Democrats' position is that, you know, we need these healthcare subsidies to be continued, the Obamacare subsidies, but they don't expire until the end of the year. But healthcare is a winning issue for Democrats, so they're standing united on this. Some of the things that I'm hearing rhetoric-wise from both the right and the left, on the right, they're saying that if they extend these Obamacare subsidies, that means illegal aliens are getting healthcare benefits. I researched that today. I can't find any proof that that's happening. Obviously, if you are an undocumented immigrant worker, if you go to the emergency room, you get care, but you don't qualify for Obamacare health insurance subsidies if you're not a U.S. citizen. So I don't think that plays real true, but it certainly plays to the base. On the other side, again, from the Democrat side, it's not really true that they've got to stand their ground here. They could do a continuing resolution through November 17 and then discuss it. And the Obamacare subsidies are still in place till the end of the year. So both sides, lots of rhetoric. But the bottom line is, from my perspective, it's a sad day when both sides see more political benefit to making the government shut down than they do from working out their differences to get a budget passed. To me, that's very sad.
Yeah. I don't think much of the government, but every now and then the government really shows me that I am just leverage. That's what I am. To some people, I'm just a consumer. To the government, I'm just leverage. To leverage my outrage for their benefit. I feel like the Republicans gave up the high ground on this, just me talking personally, what sways me, by saying that these guys, the Democrats, are trying to give illegal immigrants health care. It's just not true. I mean,
it's not.
I researched it myself. I'm not much of a researcher, but I couldn't find anything. There's a federal prohibition on it. I feel like the Republicans have the high ground here where they're saying, look, we didn't put a bunch of pork in it. All we're asking is you get us through November 21st. We'll talk to you about all of your problems between now and then. And first, Chuck Schumer, that guy just needs to go. He is a terrible representative of the left. His day is come and gone, and he just seems like he's whining. So I don't think the government should ever be shut down. Let me ask you this. I think I know the answer. Congress people are paid through the shutdown, right?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. My recollection is, yes, they are.
They shouldn't
but
be.
I know they shouldn't be. They really shouldn't be. But frankly, would it really matter? I mean, for a lot of these people in
rich.
Congress, they're independently wealthy. Missing a few paychecks isn't going to hurt them.
Yeah, cancel their health care too during it.
Yeah, but who it is going to hurt is the 750,000 people who are going to be furloughed. Those people are living paycheck to paycheck. It does impact them. And it just reminds me of the old days back with Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. They would come out and they would say despicable things about each other. They'd go in the smoke-filled back room, have a few drinks, work out a deal, come out. Everything's fine. Those days are gone, I think, primarily because of the 24-hour news cycle and social media. And so those days are gone, and we're the poorer for it, literally.
Yes. Totally agree. Any questions for Brad? Sounds like we're all kind of on the same page.
Well, yeah. Stop making regular people pay for your political fights. I mean, that's right. Again, this gets back to the, I know I'm repetitive, but this gets back to the same thing I always say. Nobody there cares about you. They don't. They care about their careers, their parties, and power. And maybe there are exceptions, but they don't do enough to prove that they are exceptions. If you're an exception to it, you should be screaming from the rooftops at your own side, not just at the other side. But
one shouts at their own side. That's one of the worst things we have.
I don't ever want to hear anyone tell me that anyone there cares. And I don't care what administration. It doesn't matter. This is not a new thing for me. They're not there for you. They're there for themselves. And we allow it because we don't do our jobs.
Yeah.
Well, it's just so for so long, for example, the border was an issue. And it still is an issue. But the point is, from Washington's perspective, the political hammer for having that is an issue on either the right or the left. The political hammer to have that issue unresolved is more valuable than fixing the problem.
Yeah.
The same is true with Social Security as well. So everybody knows Social Security is going to go broke in a few years. All right. But the political weaponry, the weaponization of the issue is more beneficial to politicians in Washington than solving the problem. So regular America, we see a problem. Like, for example, my job every day, there's a problem. There's 178 problems every day. I've got to fix them. That's my job. But for Washington, it's oftentimes more beneficial to not fix the problem because then you can use it as a political weapon. And that's really where we are today. Mm-hmm. And that's not what the vast majority of Americans on the right or the left, they want problems solved, not wedge issues used to divide us.
Brad, what did you think? Wheel showed me this last week, and neither of us thought it was real. But at the White House, they have that long hall with all the pictures of the presidents. And when you get to Joe Biden, it's a picture of an auto pen. Have you seen this?
No, that can't be true. Is that real?
It's 100% real.
Is it real?
I did not see that.
I was watching Fox News.
I thought for sure it was a gag.
And the little Deucey was doing a bit on it, and he just panned all the way down and showed the Biden one. So unless that was AI and I got fooled.
Apparently it's not. I just looked it up. They're all everything from Time Magazine to BBC to everybody's reporting it was real.
Yeah, I'm looking at a CNN story right now where it is it's confirmed as being true. I did not know that. But again, how petty. I mean, are we all 12-year-olds in Washington, D.C.? I mean, I have the humor of a 12-year-old. I just don't run for office.
Yeah. Keep that, like, I don't know. Keep that out of leadership. You know, and by the way, also, if you want to do that, then you got to be okay with people picking on you. You can't get all sensitive when somebody plays the game back in your direction. Yeah. If you're going to dish it out, you got to take it. Those are the playground rules.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, want me to make you a whole lot dumber?
You know, I've never been asked that question. First time ever.
I had a thought last night, and I didn't want to get up and make a note of it, but I thought it was so good I did, and now it's just funny because it's so stupid. But I was thinking last night, if you put a fully sighted person in complete darkness, okay, total darkness, is there a length of time that you could come back and they would be blind? Or would they come out and be able to adjust and become perfectly sighted as they were?
Well,
I'm basing this on sci-fi movies.
Okay. Well, all I can tell you is this. In my Boy Scout days, I went and did a lot of cave exploring where it's 100% dark. Also, in West Frankfort, Illinois, when I was a kid, my dad was a coal miner. I went down the coal mine many times where it's 100% pitch black. And when you come out, you are blinded because your eyes are used to the dark. You're blinded for a period of minutes. I don't know if there's a length of time where you would be permanently blind. I don't know that. But you are blinded for minutes when you come out of a totally dark environment.
Brad just went all Bane on us. I was born in the dark.
Well, that's good. So I wasn't completely without reason. Mm-hmm.
No, but listen, going down in a coal mine was so cool. And today, when I look at what I was doing as a 12-year-old running around the bottom of a coal mine with no supervision, and everybody was cool with it, right? I'm thinking today, all I see are OSHA violations piling up.
Oh, yeah.
and lawsuits ready to get filed.
Yeah.
But I was running around 660 feet as far down as the arch is up. I'm running around a coal mine. I did it like, I don't know, twice a month, and everybody was good with it.
I might have been okay as a kid, but now with my claustrophobia, if someone said, you can either ride down and ride right back up or write us a check for 10 grand, I'm getting the checkbook out. I just couldn't do it. That just sounds like literal hell to me.
It's a otherworldly experience to be down in the bottom of a coal mine.
Yeah. Now, as you know, my people come from the same area. My grandpa had black lung, and everyone I knew down there worked in the coal mines. Did they shut them down?
Well, most of them have been shut down. There's still a few, I think, over near Harrisburg. There's still a couple running over there. All the ones around West Frankfort, Benton, Ziegler, all of those in Southern Illinois are all closed.
Gotcha. All right, buddy. We appreciate it. Thanks for being with us.
Anytime, guys. I'll never be angry with you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. So remember 6 months or so ago when we talked about people not having inner dialogue, and we think maybe Wheeler doesn't, and then aphantasia, which I believe is the inability to visualize something. So I have a question for everyone out there, because I kind of don't understand. I've watched a bunch of TikToks on this, and I've read some articles, and I still don't understand. So the classic is close your eyes and picture an apple. Now make the apple red. Now make the apple green. Now make a worm in it. And when I do that, I can quote unquote see it, but I don't see it. Like when I close my eyes and I'm picturing an apple right now, I got it. I can peel it. But I don't see the apple. I see blackness. Is that how it is for you guys? Like, do you literally see a red apple when your eyes are closed?
It's not like watching a TV screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, it's more like how I would assume a mirage would look or something.
But you see something other than black.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
Well, then what do you mean you can see it and peel
it? It's hard to explain.
Yeah, I think what you're saying, Dave, is probably what most people are explaining.
Yeah, like I can fantasize in the classic term, or just like relive the first segment talking to Andrew, and I can like watch it like a movie, but I don't literally see it. I just feel it in my brain. It's just kind of makes me itchy, like to think that people can see a red apple when they close their eyes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. It's again. I don't think it's meant to look like real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think it looks like me looking at an apple on the table or looking at you.
Yeah.
It's not that clear, but it's there. and you can see the different colors. But I don't know if you're so much seeing as you are, your brain just knows.
Imagine.
And it tells you, yep, we know what that is.
But Rach, you like see a smudge or something.
Yeah, I mean, I can see, I'm visualizing something. Like I said, it's probably what I assume a mirage is like, to where it's like a hint of something or like.
See, I don't even have a hint.
Hmm,
like I have it in my head. I can like visualize, like when I was an athlete, like visualize long jumping or whatever it is. But I don't see it like a picture or a movie. So which kind of scares me because I always thought I was on the opposite end of that. Like I was like very, very creative and imaginative and I can, you know, but maybe I'm one of those people that just can't.
Hmm.
And I poop my pants.
Well, got that going for you.
Which is nice.
This is kind of cool, too. I want Andrew to get this professor on. He does experiments on TEE, time expansion experiments. Sort of like when I had my accident last week, it just like that split second when I saw the lady coming behind me, just seemed like it lasted 5 or 10 seconds. And that happened to him as a young man, and he spent his whole career studying that. And he believes that your mind literally warps time, that it's not a perception issue, like something in our mind interacts with space-time. And he says 80% of them happen during accidents, and then the rest of them, very few just happen like you're having coffee, under high-stress situations and things like that. I thought that was interesting.
Hmm. Like, you mean like time slows down
yes.
during an accident?
Yes.
So that, yeah.
What's his name?
I'll send it to you.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head.
Albert Einstein.
Yeah. Also, I wonder if you guys relate to this. I do more eBay than you guys do. But I was looking at another minor league jersey, and it was $29.99, or you could make an offer.
Wait, they do, is it a store?
Yes.
It's like they do those prices online, too. Wouldn't they just say $30?
Yeah. Oh, no. So $29.99, or you can make an offer. And I'm like, okay, I'll play your little game. So I said $22, and it immediately said declined. I'm like, all right, $25. And the guy's like, declined. And now it's like a pissing match. Now I'm like, okay.
$25.04.
Right. And I really wanted the jersey, but I didn't want him to win.
Yeah. Well, don't say make an offer and then turn down $4 less. I mean, come on. Well, what do you mean? You want, instead of $29.99, you want me to offer $28.99?
I wussed out and I bought it at the full price. Because I just wanted it.
Well, I mean, if you still get what you want.
But it, like, bothered me.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, this guy has no idea who I am.
Why would you say, though, why say make an offer and then you take what? I would say that $25 offer on a $29.99 is a really fair offer.
Yeah.
And that if I suggested make an offer, I'd probably take that.
Yeah.
It's funny that it was immediate, though.
Yes.
As if he was like, don't insult me.
Yes.
Yes, you yes. pee on you.
Yeah. Even though it was purely technology, I'm sure he set, like,
yeah.
I'll take 27. 20,
yeah, right, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, right.
But I took it so personally.
Yeah, I know you're probably right. I haven't done eBay in a long time, but I bet that's what it is. I bet
thought
it's an auto number.
He probably,
but again, why bother?
Yeah.
Why say make an offer? Just leave it at the price. Somebody will
well,
buy it.
Well, that's like when we do Craigslist Prices Right. Someone's selling something for $3 and inviting people to their home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.